I want to start with the offense. The biggest thing, obviously, everyone's going to focus on Sam Bradford, and rightfully so, with his 10-for-10 performance, three touchdown passes, was brilliant in the pocket, took that shot on the Trey Burton touchdown pass, but got right back up. I liked the touch pass on the wheel route to Darren Sproles, a thing of beauty. But it's just amazing to me that you have all these new pieces in place, from Bradford at quarterback. You go to running back, where you have DeMarco Murray, Ryan Matthews. You have receiver, you have Nelson Aguilar in the mix. Most of the other guys are the same. You know, tight end Trey Burton is working in there with Zach Ertz's injury. Two starting new offensive linemen, Alan Barber and Andrew Gardner. Even though there's all these new pieces, this offense has been running seamless, efficient. It's been the most dynamic offense in the league this preseason.
Well, and that's the beauty of the Eagles passing game, is that it comes down to concepts. And it doesn't matter who is lined up where, or obviously who is in those spots, but then where they're lining up. It could be that they're running a three-man concept and there's a flat route involved. It could be a tight end in the line of scrimmage. It could be a third slot receiver. It could be a back out of the backfield. Whoever it is, it's still, you know, they're running all these very similar concepts, play in, play out, from different looks with different personnel groupings. It just makes it hard to stop defensively. But offensively, hey, you just know it is the same. This is the same concept for the quarterback. They know, okay, here's my first read, here's my second read, here's my third read. And it's just really fun to watch.